The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. My name is Alex Dunn, and in the company of Andy Holding, we're going to look ahead to Roscommon's 7-race card on Monday. Mixed card, some flat and some jumps for you to enjoy, and we'll be looking at that in just a moment. We're also going to look back at yesterday's action, including the Moyglare Stud Stakes, which just leaves me to say, good morning, Andy Holding.
Morning, Alex Dunn. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks, Andy. Fresh from your Anfield exploits yesterday, did you enjoy the football?
Oh, yes, win over the Derby rivals, yeah, that made my Sunday, yeah. Wasn't a particularly pretty game, but yeah, that's very much the season in a nutshell so far for Liverpool, almost doing the opposite to what they normally do, i.e. play well and not get a result. They're not playing well and winning at the moment. Three ugly 1-0 wins.
You'll take that though, won't you?
It should be, instead of 1-0 to the Arsenal, it should be 1-0 to the Liverpool at the moment.
Not bad anyway.
Top of the league.
So yesterday, the Moyglare Stud went to Resina. Yeah. I was going to say it's a shock. It wasn't so much a shock because the form was there. But, you know, it beat two rivals that were certainly in the betting. I expected to fight it out.
Yeah, I think it told us absolutely everything we need to know about each individual horse. We know that Resina now is the best filly around, without doubt. Particularly now stepping up to 7 furlongs, that's looking like the trip that she's always needed. She's certainly got a mile as well on the evidence of yesterday. Settle well off the back of Sam Fractions. It looked a really strongly run race. I had a quick glimpse at the finish just as before we came on air, because I didn't see it yesterday, of course, live. And we know that Kiosh is not going to be a miler. Any thoughts of Guinea's success next year can be completely written off the chart. She's just got an explosive turn of foot. And I think she'll be a sprinter next season. I hope they don't try and stretch her out to over a mile, because I don't think she'll get it ever. Whereas Tapestry, I think she probably comes out of the race with the most credit, considering, as I said beforehand yesterday, she looks a mile and a quarter, mile and a half horse. I think the Oaks is absolutely ideal for her next year. She's very stoutly bred. She just got a little bit tap for toes the other two went by. But if you watch the last 50 yards, she's actually gaining back on Resina again once she's got outpaced. So it tells you that she needs at least a mile. And as I said, middle distances will be fine for her. So Resina is definitely, rightly, having beaten the best two fillies up to now, favourite for next year's 1,000 guineas.
Certainly. And a great result for Clive Britton as well, isn't it?
Ah, magnificent, yeah. I mean, we know Clive's a great sportsman. You know, he lives with a bit of crack, because he did his little trademark jig in the parade ring afterwards. He looks as though he's having great fun, and he likes having a nice horse every now and again. You know, it's a long time since he's had a good, strong filly in his camp. Obviously, you go back to the halcyon days of Pebbles. Who's to say that this horse can't follow in the same you know, fashion?
Okay, then. We'll move on to Roscommon then on Monday. A twilight card kicks off at 4:45 with a maiden over 7 furlongs. And this looks Lugano Palace's to lose.
Yeah, it does on form. I think he's the best long-term prospect in this race, and he ran a nice race on debut behind stable companion Orchestra, of course, on debut for himself, finished second to Great White Eagle, who won yesterday in pretty decent fashion. And I thought that Shami Heffernan wasn't unduly hard on this horse as well first time out. It was as if they, as anticipated, they expected the favourite to win from the same stable, Orchestra, and it was a bit of an after you claw kind of thing. We'll just give our horse a little bit of a gentle introduction without trying to overly punish him. He should benefit from that experience. He's got the blinkers on, which is a little bit disconcerted to a degree, because I didn't think he did much wrong. He didn't look wayward at all at Tipperary on his first start. So that's a bit of an odd one. The only thing that might get him beat here is the draw. He is drawn in stall 13 of 14. As we know, Roscommon's quite a sharp right-handed track, and you need to be in a position early. So Judge of O'Brien's going to have to bounce him out and use a bit of petrol from that outside gate to get him handy. If he does, then I think he shouldn't have any bother beating these. I'd certainly make a mention of a horse called All Set to Go. There's been a bit of cash for him this morning. I could see why. He ran an eye-catching race last time out. Although beaten 4-4, it was a very hot listed race down in Nace, and he's got a really good draw tonight. I think if you're looking for one from an each-way stance, he's one that I'd have half a look at. But Lugano Palace, be disappointing if he doesn't back up that run first time out.
Okay then. The second race on the card is the 5:15. It is a handicap race over 7 furlongs. And this looks pretty open really, doesn't it, Andy?
It does, yeah. I think Dunard Prince looks fairly solid. He seems to have found a rich vein of form of late. Particularly, he's been racing on some nice ground. Pat Smullen rode him 2 starts ago at Nace over 6 furlongs, and he's done very strongly to win a competitive handicap. And I thought that it was probably largely due to Dylan Robinson's inexperience that he got beat next time out at Cork. He kind of let Conor King in that apprentice race get first run on him on Almada, and Almada's a very tough nut to crack once he's in front. And even though this horse was doing his best work later on, they just couldn't quite reel in the real estate that the winner had created. He's got a good draw tonight. I think the step up to 7 should be fine. He's won over this trip before. So everything looks set fair for Dunard Prince to run a solid race here. He's ran about the 9-2, 4-1 mark this morning. I think that's a fair each way bet. The other one to have a half a look at is a horse called Right Divine, who hasn't yet won a race. Hasn't won a race for quite a while. I beg your pardon. Ronan Whelan takes the ride, and he rode this horse last time out over a mile at the Curra. He kept on quite well behind 2 useful horses. Certainly be better than the horses that he's taken on in this grade here, Takata Blue and Susie Scott. And I quite like that form at a premier track. I think, you know, when you get a horse that's run well at the Curra and Fairy House, like he did the time before beyond Jumbo Steps, and then you come down to a provincial track like Roscommon, things should be a little bit more easy for you, theoretically. And at 7-1, I'd probably risk a few good on him. So my 2 against the field there would be Dunard Prince and Right Divine.
OK then, that is the 5:15. The next race that we'll look at is the 5:45. It's a filly's handicap over 1 mile and 2 furlongs. In-form fillies this time of year, you know, once they've had a win, they tend to go on. But in this field, we've got Jazz Girl, Balmont Bell and Sin Sin, who won last time out.
Yeah, it's quite a decent little heat, this. Should be run at the same pace as well. Jazz Girl's in the lineup, made all the running the other day in a good race down in Killarney, got the better of Shalaman. Actually, I think Shalaman headed Andrew Oliver's mare in the latter stages, but she rallied under pressure and got back up again, which is showing her durability. Because she's been very industrious in the last week or two. I think she's run almost 3 or 4 times in the last month. So they're getting the pound of flesh out of her. She's gone up in the ratings again, but Conor King takes 5 off again, so that kind of negates the £5 penalty she picked up the other day. She's likely to give you a good run for your money from the front, but she's also, I think, going to set it up, hopefully, for my selection here, my nap of the night, a horse called Senior Man from the Mickey Halford stable. Mickey's horse is in great form, as we know. And this horse ran in an absolutely red-hot filly's handicap here last time out over course and distance. And considering she was out the handicap, ran really above herself, almost, I would say, career high, even though she didn't win. She got went under to a horse called Day Mooma. Back in third was a horse who I tipped on the podcast the other day, ran really well down in Killarney, a horse called Maggie Dalton. So I think the form is really solid. And, you know, speed figure-wise, she stands out for me here. That was a really good strong run race. That's what she wants. As I said, she's going to get it here. There'll be plenty of pace on. And at 4-1, 5-1, that kind of price this morning, Senyaman's a really good each-way bet here in this 5:45 and rates the nap of the night.
OK, then, the nap in the 5:45. The next race is the 6:15. It is a maiden race over 1.5 miles. Not the best race on the card, you wouldn't think, Andy. And the market has it between Wandering Star, Murphy's Delight and Ebonaya. Three sort of very different profiles for these horses, but which one do you fancy?
Yeah, there is 3 different profiles, you're right. One of them, an encouraging debut, Ebonaya. Another one, a winner in a bumper, Wandering Star. And my selection, Murphy's Delight, who was favourite last time out in the maiden at Leopardstown, only to disappoint. But that said, speed figure-wise, even though he finished fourth, I don't think he did much wrong, to be perfectly honest. He ran to a 76th the time before behind a Manalapan, and he ran to a 78 at my numbers last time out behind Convocate and Magical Steps. We've already seen Magical Steps, the second in that race, win since. So, as I said, I don't think it was actually as bad as it was at face value on the night. It certainly disappointed me, because having backed it at 5-2 and it went off 11-10, I was bitterly disappointed he couldn't even finish in the first 3. But as I said, going back and looking through at the facts and figures, it probably wasn't that bad a run after all. Can make the run in if there's no pace on here. If there isn't, well, then maybe might just take a lead and come with a late rattle. Either way, I think Murphy's Delight, based on my figures, is the one to beat.
OK, then. The next race that we'll look at is the 6:45. It's the start of the hurdles at Roscommon on Monday. It's a maiden hurdle over 2.5 miles. Some consistent types in here, Andy, maybe don't particularly enjoy getting their head in front. What's the standout here for you?
Yeah, interesting that Overchurch Road is yet favourite yet again here. This horse has been a short price on its last two starts and still hasn't managed to win. Got beat at over 20 lengths last time out at Downpatrick, no excuses. She's just very slow, very one-paced. Brian Hamilton, seven-year-old. I wouldn't want to be with her at 7-4, even though she's got some decent back class. Blue Eye Girl was a faller last time out at the last when she was probably booked for third down in Ballinrobe in a very slowly run contest, so we don't really know what she can do over hurdles in a quicker run race. So the front two in the market have both got a little bit of a dodgy-looking profile, considering they're 7-4 and 3-1 respectively. So I've got a feeling that either Keith Delight or Matiska could step up to the plate here. Keith Delight was a good third in a bumper the other day down in Wexford behind a horse of Willie Mullins who's called Pink Hat. I think that form's okay. Yet to prove herself over this distance, but could easily do so. But my number one choice would be Matiska out of the two I mentioned, particularly from an each-way point of view. 15-2 with William Hill this morning. Standout in the village. Looks a really good each-way bit of business. Made a mistake at the last one, costing her any chance she had of winning at Tremor. I think she probably would have been in the frame that day when she was sent off favourite. But in the end, that mistake at the last cost her. She's run well on the flat subsequently down in Ballinrobe behind Tim Joe and then Lucky Zamario, who had the defeat snatched from it the other night down in Down Royal. So I think overall, Matiska, who stays really well on the level, who seems to have got a decent level of form over hurdles already, looks a fair each way, but I can't really see her not being involved in the finish here. At 15-2, that looks a fair price.
Okay, then, Matiska, a sound each way bet in the 6.45. The penultimate race on Roscommon's card is the 7.15. It's a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles. And the favourite, at the time of recording at least, for this race is a horse that I know that you quite like, Andy, having tipped it on a previous podcast, Samantha Jones from Michael Winters.
Yeah, she ran really well down in Cork, didn't she? She was dropping back in trip, and she probably just got a little bit outpaced by the winner, who went in there with rather dodgy-looking form credentials. But Mikey Winter, seven-year-old, is a very consistent mare, as we know. She won three starts ago at Cork, so there'll be no question with regard to stamina here or reliability. So she's going to go off in front and set a good tempo. Ran about 7-2 this morning. I wouldn't really put anyone off, but I'd just like a couple against her here. Core Point is one of them. This horse ran as little as Friday, and he got beat by track specialist Street Runner, who was winning for the second time at Down Royal. So I think when you're up against a horse that loves a track like that and runs all the way to the line, you're always going to be slightly susceptible in a finish, and that's exactly what happened to Core Point. But the interesting fact is with Core Point, since the headgear has been placed on this horse, the cheek pieces, he's managed to run his two best career efforts. Prior to that, he was in the process of running a blinder when he tipped up the last in a strongly run race down in Wexford. I got a really good circuit time for that race. So everything points for a good run for Core Point. And the other one I quite like at a price is called Rayani. Came over to England the other day to run at Foss Last in a claimer. Nobody actually claimed this horse, courtesy of a little bit of a below par effort. But prior to that, he'd run really well at Tremor over fences, and I actually thought he jumped quite badly over those timber hurdles the other day at Foss Last. So a return to the brush hurdles tonight, I think we'll see a better performance, and going right-handed as well for Ray Harney. He stays the trip well, he's got a good cruising speed, and at 12-1 he's also worth a few quid along with Curl Point.
Okay then, and the final race on the card is the 7.45. It's a flat race over 2 miles. And Alton Bay brings arguably the best form to the table for Peter Fahey and Jane Mangan. But again, has had three runs now and is yet to win.
Yeah, just beginning to get a little bit expensive to follow now, Alton Bay. I've selected this horse on its last two starts, so I should know. Whether I go in with him again tonight is obviously a mute point. Jane Mangan, who rode the horse last time out, will certainly know a little bit more than she did prior to that race at Bellystown, but he's just finding the one pace, and I think he might well be vulnerable here again tonight, particularly at a short price. I'll take a little bit of a chance here with Kevin Prendergast, six-year-old Bonobo, who on its debut actually whipped round at the start an unseated rider, but since then has been a little bit more reliable and a bit more tractable. Ran on soft ground last time we saw it at Fairy House behind two very useful sorts, Expanding the Universe, and particularly Curly Bill, who's won its last two starts on the flat and over hurdles for Noel Mead. So I think the form of that race is pretty good. And obviously this race is a lot weaker. You have got to, however, take into account he hasn't run for quite a while. He's been off the track for 300-odd days. So market signals are definitely going to be the key to this horse's performance. But there's no doubt that on his form, what he showed on the racetrack, he's certainly up to going well.
Okay then, Bonobo in the 7:45 Roscommon's final race on Monday. If you could just sum up your picks at Roscommon this evening then, please, Andy.
Yeah, apart from the draw, I think Lugano Palace has got everything in its favour in the first race to get off the mark. In the 5:15, two against the field would be number 5, Right Divine, along with the most likely favourite here, Dunard Prince. 5:45, my nap of the night, particularly from an each-way point of view, if you can get 9-2-ish for Senya Man, I think you'll be onto a good bet there. 6:15, I'll give another go to Murphy's Delight, who, despite getting beat last time out, still comes out well on the figures. In the 6:45, desperately weak Mare's maiden hurdle. Hopefully Matiska will run well. She's certainly priced up quite attractively this morning at 15-2. In the 7:15, again, a couple against the field here for me. Number 2, Rayani, comes here with a good couple of solid runs behind him. And Core Point also, since he's had the cheap pieces on, has gone well. So those two will do for me. And in the final race, Bonobo, each way, around about 11-2.
Okay, brilliant. Thanks very much, Andy. Good luck with those, and we'll speak soon.
Thanks. Cheers, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.